Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor again. Poland is grateful and commends the efforts by the Committee on Article 5 implementation, Colombia, Iraq, France, the Chair, and Sweden, including its inclusive and considerative dialogue with Ukraine. We look forward to continuation of positive exchanges with Ukraine on its extension request. We align with the European Union statement. Unfortunately, there are still far too many mine-affected state parties, 33 presently, in the process of implementing Article 5 clearance obligations. They need our unwavering support and understanding of the challenges they face. On that occasion, Poland wants to express strong appreciation to all mine-affected states, among them Oman and Sri Lanka, and other state parties for their determination to meet treaty deadlines regarding clearance. We also express support to Cambodia and Thailand and hope that they reach agreement and attain further progress to complete Article 5 implementation. Mr. Chair, in view of the 25th anniversary of Ottawa Convention's adoption, the path ahead is not entirely safe or decontaminated. We still have to face great and even increasing burdens. The remaining commitments are still there and pose particular concerns. Therefore, especially mine clearance should remain high on the Convention's agenda. It is now evident how conflicts, especially on a large scale, can have a highly destabilizing, aggravating effect on state parties like Ukraine, creating enormous obstacles in the area of the mining for long years to come. Constructive engagement in cooperation in providing assistance to the mine affected and affected is nowadays even more urgent. Poland has shown determination in keeping a stable level of funding to mine actions since 2015. We value the exchanging of experiences on multi-stakeholder forums with other donors regarding mine action. The European Union and its member states have a significant role to play in mitigating the mine problem. According to Landmine Monitor 2023, the EU was second behind the US in the preceding year in terms of contributing funds to mine action worldwide. Within the EU's framework, Poland has, in 2023, tried to gather wider support for mine action and processes taking place in the Convention under Article 5. We facilitated, on behalf of the EU, the negotiating and adoption of the resolution on assistance in mine action. The document is negotiated and adopted every second year by the Fourth Committee. It came at a special juncture when we have to cope with the destructive effects of a full-scale conflict. The language in the resolution was modified to reflect threats and challenges of the present, including reference to the impact of ERWs on civilians and on land cultivation, and also reference to the threat posed by IEDs and alignment with UN's stance on reducing the human cost of weapons. I will add to that a positive development in the CCW Convention. Our facilitation of a draft resolution in support of CCW Convention in the first committee, the draft on Convention on Prohibitions of restrictions on the use of certain conventional weapons, which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or have indiscriminate effects. This resolution strengthens CCW implementation of its protocols and of its protocols, especially additional protocol to which addresses threats from mines, booby traps, and other devices, and Protocol 5 in the context of ERWs. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.